Welcome to Bankless, where we explore the frontier of internet money and internet finance. And sometimes that frontier is at a conference, like last weekend, where over 1,000 developers, founders, builders, and investors attended the Starkware sessions in Tel Aviv in order to participate in growing the StarkNet ecosystem. This is Bankless's Starkware session series, which are 9 bite-sized episodes interviewing the founders, builders, and ecosystem developers of StarkNet. Every once in a while in the crypto world, a conference happens, but not everyone is available to attend. Don't worry, Bankless has your back because I go to basically every conference that's out on the frontier and I bring an entire podcast studio in tow with me in order to make sure that the Bankless Nation stays on the frontier of what's happening in crypto. In this interview, we are talking to Sysmo, and Sysmo is an identity tooling set to help express your identity across all of your Ethereum addresses. Sysmo lets you connect all of your Ethereum addresses, whether you have your Bored Apes in one address, your CryptoPunks in another address, or your governance tokens in a third address. Sysmo lets you prove what you have in your wallet or what you've done in your wallet to some sort of third party, some sort of web app, anything that's trying to access your identity, but it lets you keep yourself private in the process. So say, for example, you are trying to get into this party that is token gated by Bored Apes, but you don't want to dox your address to that website. Sysmo allows you to do a ZK proof of the state of your address to prove to anyone about the credentials that you might have in that wallet without having to dox your wallets. And it's also useful for combining all of your identities across all of your wallets that you may use so that you can express all of the access that you have across all of your wallets all at once without having to dox these things together. The use cases for this are endless, and so we go into all of these details and more in this interview with Sysmo. But first, a moment to talk about some of these fantastic sponsors that make the show possible. Kraken has been around for almost as long as crypto itself. As crazy as crypto is, Kraken has remained a rock for its clients, building out a platform designed to stand the test of time. Kraken is all about proof, not promises, which is why they've pioneered a proof of reserves, a system that lets Kraken's customers verify for themselves the solvency and responsibility of the Kraken exchange. And for this reason and many more, we've chosen Kraken as Bankless's strategic sponsor for 2023. And once you're done using Kraken to get your dirty fiat money into pristine crypto assets, perhaps you should check out Arbitrum, where so much of the frontier of crypto innovation is taking place. Arbitrum just announced their Stylus initiative, which is their brand new programming environment that lets developers deploy apps using their favorite programming languages like Rust, C, C++, alongside regular old Solidity EVM apps. Devs can use any coding language they like, and it simultaneously drops layer 2 fees by an order of magnitude. It's a big deal. So many of your favorite DeFi apps have already deployed to Arbitrum, like Uniswap. But did you know that Uniswap isn't just for ERC20 tokens anymore? Uniswap is also an NFT aggregator too, to make sure that you are getting the best price on your NFT purchases. Uniswap gives NFT collectors and traders powerful tools, all from the cozy, comfy Uniswap interface. By the way, it's also got a native fiat on-ramp, it's also deployed on like every layer 2, and it's got this nifty cool thing called a universal router that ensures that you always get the best price on your trades. Crypto protocols like Arbitrum and Uniswap are becoming super powerful, so make sure that you're also using a wallet that's equally as powerful, or else you'll be missing out. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet experience, check out Phantom, the number one wallet of Solana, which has recently come to both Ethereum and Polygon. Phantom has native NFT support, giving you your own NFT gallery from inside the wallet. Phantom is both a browser extension and a mobile wallet, and is also the only wallet to span both the Solana and Ethereum ecosystems. Check it out at phantom.app. And now let's get into the interview. Welcome, Bankless Nation, back to the Starkware sessions. We are on day 2, and I have completely lost my voice talking to everyone here over in Tel Aviv, Israel. Today and right now, we're talking with Adrian from the Sysmo team. Adrian, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. It's going to be great.
Yeah. How's your conference going so far? How's day 2?
It's going really great. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff are happening. A lot of ZK people. So for a team like us that are doing ZK, it's always great. Yeah.
So we're of course going to talk about Sysmo, and I want to see if you can explain Sysmo in a sentence. But then we're going to talk about Starknet, and then we'll go back to Sysmo.
Yeah. So Sysmo uses ZK proof so that you can selectively reveal stuff from your wallet. So let's say that you have a big wallet with many data. Mm-hmm. We're using ZK proof so that you can just take a piece of it, and we tokenize it as a SBT. So let's say that you have a wallet with like many NFTs, DeFi stuff like that. You can just pick one data, one NFT. And you get a Solbond token on another address that is virgin, that is empty, that just proves that you own this NFT. So by doing this, you have chosen a piece of data and you can use this new address to connect on applications and to just bring the data you want, basically.
And this is, of course, an identity conversation to help like express who we are, but also keep ourselves private, right?
Exactly, yeah. It comes from the fact that having that in real life, you always choose, depending on the context, what you bring to the table, what part of your identity you bring. Mm-hmm. So, like, coworkers party, you don't bring the same identity that's in your coworking space, right? And so it's a bit similar with Sysmo. What we're trying to do is that from your sovereign data, from your wallets or even other Web2 accounts, you can exactly choose what you want to reveal when connecting to an app.
Okay, so I want to ask you about how you ended up overall in the Starknet ecosystem. How did you get started? Was it with the StarkX or Starknet? Like, how did you get started and why did you pick the Starknet ecosystem?
Yeah, so I think that, so just to be 100% clear, we're not yet deployed there. We want to. Just to give a sense of what Sysmo is, like, users in their front end, they generate ZK proofs. Like that, I have a certain NFT. And then we need to verify it. And Sysmo allows you to verify it on chain, on Ethereum, on EVM chains, but also off chain. Like a server can just check the proof. And we plan to deploy on Starknet to verify in Cairo. So that's, we're not live yet, but I'm a good friend with like a lot of people that have been in the ZK space for quite some time. I was working at Aave and we worked with them on bringing Aave to there. So yeah, like a lot of friends in common, but not yet like fully deployed there.
Is there something specific about Starknet's technology that is conducive to what you're working on in Sysmo? Or can you also do this on, well, I'm assuming you could do this on layer one, but that would probably be really expensive. What about other layer twos? And then why did you overall pick Starknet?
Yeah, so I guess that Sysmo is a bit like, we're not defined by blockchain. What we do is a bit off-chain. We generate proofs and you can verify it anywhere. So sure. Any blockchain can be a substrate. For now, we are mainly on EVMs. So we are on mainnet, Polygon, Agnosis. We'll soon be on other chains like Optimism and like layer twos and Starknet. So we are really chain agnostic, basically.
So you actually don't need block space, do you? You don't need to consume block space to produce a proof.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we make it available on-chain for two reasons. First, so that smart contracts can use it.
Right.
And the other thing that is important, I think, is like the SBT part, is that it's a standard that is well used, even by off-chain applications. Mm-hmm. So by putting it on-chain, it makes it, the proof, the attestations,
right,
is usable
it's composable,
by like,
right,
Snapshot, Guild, sure, like all the tools that are token gated, basically.
Sure. Okay. Well, how did you come up with the name Sysmo?
Actually, it comes from the fact that, you know, Sysmology, uh-huh, it's like signal science.
Uh-huh.
And so our goal is like from all the noise that you have on your wallet, you pick one and you reveal just this one.
Okay. So let's talk about how this is conducive to identity. And I watched you give a talk this morning, and you, of course, used the example, and this is a frequent example used in the Web3 world, of you get to pick and choose parts of your identity in the moment that they are relevant to the context that we want to talk about. Can you elaborate on this and then talk about how Sysmo enables this?
Yeah. So again, we our thesis is that there's going to be more and more sovereign data that you own on the ID, on your wallet. And then now that you own your social capital, that's not the case in Web2. In Web2, like, your data is on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and they don't let you do anything with it. Like, it's impossible to create an event when you invite your Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn friends because they are so competitive on their data.
Right.
It's not yours. It won't be shared. Like, Twitter API is not payable. So now that you have several wallets, several identity, your DAO identity, your private wallet, your ENS, now it's yours. You can leverage it together. But let's say that you want to prove your total amount of ETH. Let's say that you have three wallets with 500 ETH. Well, yeah, you're lucky. Then you're lucky, yeah, if you have that. But imagine that. You can dream. You could potentially prove that you have more than 1,000 Ether without creating any link between your wallets. Right. So that's where Sysmo comes in. It's like, for now, we allow you to granularly reveal part of your wallet per wallet. And soon we'll do also this on an aggregated version, meaning that you import in Sysmo Vault, like all your wallets. Mm-hmm. For now, you can now start generating ZK proof from any of them. And soon you'll be able to prove anything from the aggregated data that you have on all your wallets without creating links with them. So the users is the only one that has the aggregated view. Mm-hmm. And the user can bring exactly what they need or want to the app.
Okay, and so one important nuance that I want to pull out here is, like, say I have three wallets. I've got my NFT wallet, and my NFT wallet is also davidhoffman.eth. And so it's also where I have my ENS name, and this is my public wallet. It's my Flex wallet, you know? I also have my DeFi wallet. Don't look at that one. Like, that's mine. And then maybe there's, like, another wallet out there that's my gaming wallet or something. And so the idea is that you can use Sysmo to take all the properties you want from any wallet, and the point is to not be able to link them together so I can express what I want from each of these wallets. But the important point I want to drive is that maybe there's an app that is asking you about some data that you want to provide, but you don't want to link these wallets together. You also don't need to link any wallet to that app, right? Because you don't need to, the app isn't asking for your wallet, it's just asking for perhaps a proof. So it's not only about not linking the wallets together, it's also not about showing the wallet in the first place, right?
Definitely, yeah, that's exactly this. Like, what we allow to do is the app will... Yeah, we're trying to fight against the sign-in with Ethereum version 1. We love it, of course. Like, you can connect with your, as you said, your ENS wallet. It's a Signal wallet. Mm-hmm. Everything that is here is public, so you can share it. You know that it's here. But now, let's say that you want to leverage your social capital from your private wallet.
Right.
You don't want to share it. So, yeah, we'll have this Prove with Sysmo button, basically, that you can embed in any app. Mm-hmm. And it's a sort of competitor, but not really, to sign in with Ethereum. But basically, by clicking this button, it's redirect to Sysmo, where you generate your ZK proof, and then you back to the app, and the app just knows, okay, you have a Bored Ape or you have anything. So, yeah, that's...
So, you said not could be competitive with signing with Ethereum, but also could not be. We recently did a podcast with Dwayne from Wayne from Signing with Ethereum, and we talked about these things called data vaults. Couldn't a Sysmo ZK proof be something that goes into, like, the sign-in with Ethereum data vault, as in, like, you can create that proof and then have that available to you?
Exactly. That's what... First, we are not competitors because we can just enhance sign-in with Ethereum apps. Let's say you connect to, I know, like, Philend. You know Philend?
Yeah.
They are doing, like, from your history, you have a city or stuff like that. And so you're already logged in with your wallet, your public wallet. But what if you want to import data from your private wallet? You could use Sysmo from it. So it's not competitor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can just use it to boost, like, just you bring the data that you want.
Right. I was actually in the Philand Discord saying, like, hey, I just logged in with Ethereum to do my stuff. But you guys should use ZK proofs to do this. I was in the Discord, so, like, telling them, like, and then, of course, this is exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, that's our goal. And generally, like, I think what thing that is interesting here, let's say that you want to create a newsletter for Ethereum stakers. Mm-hmm. And you want to verify that they are all Ethereum stakers. Mm-hmm. You don't want their address. Yeah, of course you don't want it. So it will be a very simple app. You will just have a proof with Sysmo, you redirect it to Sysmo, you prove that you are a staker, then you get access to the email newsletter. We also did something, I don't know if you've seen this, but with the foundation, the Merger Pass. It's an NFT that gives access to conferences, and basically, I think the foundation computed the list of the 130 contributors to the merge, and to get the NFT, instead of just, you know, there's a whitelist, and instead of just giving their wallet to get the NFT, they used Sysmo to generate a ZK proof that they were part of the whitelist without really. So this was the ZK drop, first app that uses this proof with Sysmo flow.
So is there a conversation to be had here about websites or companies or projects collecting user data? Because perhaps with, like, GDPR requirements, they don't want to have... You don't want to be receiving too much data that you don't need. And so maybe, like, from the user perspective, I might only want to give you a ZK proof to protect my privacy. But from the company perspective, I might only want to receive certain data because I don't want the rest of that data. Is there a conversation here as well?
Yeah, exactly. So first, like, I think, like... Like, companies like Ledger, they don't want the addresses, but they want to do some loyalty programs. So it's outside of GDPR. But now we've been talking with Ariani. It's a project that lets big brands like LVMH, like Louis Vuitton, stuff like that, to tokenize their bags. And they want to tokenize the bags so that they can have a relationship with their customers. But GDPR. And so they need a privacy layer. They need to be able not to be... They need to not be able to track their users. So they're talking with us And Sysmo could be like a GDPR compliance layer for these loyalty programs or supply chain stuff.
Okay, so question for you. Say there's a party that you need a Bored Ape to get into, and I don't have a Bored Ape. Can I go to my friend who does have a Bored Ape, and I can get him to make a ZK proof of his Bored Ape and then sell it to me? And then would that work?
No, basically no. But just wanting to be sure to have the right answer. But so the way it works, that you would create a SBT of your Bored Ape ownership first. In our current process, you need to prove ownership of both the source that is eligible, the owner of the Bored Ape, and the destination. So, okay. So that's if you want him to create the ZK proof, you need to give him also the private address or your real address, so that won't work.
Okay.
And then we have a nice property on our SBTs. They are actually more account bound, meaning that your SBT holder, if you lose the address or if you sell it to someone, you always have the opportunity by recreating a ZK proof of ownership of the source to burn and remint. So I'm sure you can find a way to give your private address to a friend, but you won't be able to create a market of it because there's always the incentive I can get it back.
Okay, so just to check my understanding, I can make a ZK proof of an NFT that I have and I can give that to a friend, but that friend doesn't have any assurances that I didn't do that again and again and again and like kind of ruin the marketplace.
Yeah, so I wasn't precise enough. Like the ZK proof is like first you have the NFT.
Right.
And then you own the destination address that will have the SBT.
Okay.
So you need to have, like, to generate the ZK proof, mm-hmm. you need to have both address at the same time. So your friend's address and yours. So you won't give your private key to your friends.
Okay.
So the only thing you can do is mint on a destination of yours, then give the private key to your friend.
Sure.
And then you always have the opportunity to burn and remint.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So. Okay, so I can make a ZK proof of my NFT, and I have to also use a private key of a destination address for where the Soulbound token goes, but I can give that to my friend. And then, but then the friend doesn't really have any assurances that I don't do this multiple times. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could still get into the party though, because I could still give it to my friend.
Yeah, that's the version that we released today.
Okay.
But tomorrow, like as soon as, so we have this big thing at HCC, big, like the conference in Paris. Mm-hmm. We have this masquerade. It's a privacy preserving party. And so to get in, it's going to be this.
Okay.
But then what's great is that you won't be able to, the ZK proof will be off-chain. It will be on a one-time thing.
Sure.
So when you present to the event, you'll need to create the ZK proof on your mobile app, mm-hmm. prove directly that you have the punk, and then you access. Like it's ongoing. You cannot, unless you share your wallet to your friends, you won't be able to do that.
Sure. Okay. We talked about, so the Soulbound token goes in the destination address. I think we might have skipped over that part of the conversation. Can you talk about the role of the Soulbound token in the Sysmo ecosystem?
Yeah, so let's start again with ZK proof. So I do a ZK proof that I have an eligible account for a specific badge. I'm part of the group of...
Right. Yeah. You're in the club.
Yeah, I'm in the club. I have a Bored Ape. Right. I'm part of it. I create a ZK proof. Then from the ZK proof, we can use it all off-chain, like... off-chain service that can just check it, no SBT involved, or we send the ZK proof on-chain to what we call a ZK attester. It's a smart contract that verifies your ZK proof, it's valid, so it checks you have an eligible source, it checks also that you own the destination, so it verifies the ZK proof, and then it mints the SBT on your destination. And third, it stores what we call a nullifier, is the fact that to make sure that you won't be able to use the same source twice to get two badges. So one source, one badge.
Okay. So when it comes to like the roadmap of Sysmo, how does this thing get started? Like what is the first sort of ZK proofs that you guys generate? Like how does this play out in the future?
Yeah, so today we have these SBTs. They are starting to be used to gate some, like, I think of ZK Pay, that is a project on Aztec that gates their community to people that have been using Aztec. Mm-hmm. There are also a lot of personal tokens. Like in the Sysmo factory, factory.sysmo.io, you can easily create a ZK badge, like click, like a no code UI, a ZK badge for all your Lens followers, for instance.
Okay.
So we have this. I think it's great, but I mean, it is great, but we're trying to aim wider, meaning we want to really help application developers to gate their services to specific users without getting their wallets. That's what we were saying about. So we'll go to the market with the Prove Sysmo button that is easy to integrate. Basically, step one, you choose your gate. Like, I want to gate a service to my Lens followers or people that follow Vitalik or I don't know. Then you get all the, you get the button to integrate in your front end. And then all the Solidity library if you want it to be a SBT or an off-chain package to verify the ZK proof. Anyway.
So for the listeners that are listening right now, we have a lot of Lens users and Farcasters users in the Bakeless Nation. Is that probably where they might run into Sysmo first?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. That's like, yeah, we Farcasters, Lens, they are actors within the Sysmo ecosystem on two sides. First, they are sovereign graphs, right? So you can prove stuff from your Farcaster. I can prove that I follow you on Farcaster. I can prove that I follow you on Lens. And then they can integrate Sysmo to do specific stuff, like follow me only if you prove me that you are part of the Proof of Humanity registry. And so on the two sides, I think like we're building infrastructure for these kind of people. Like that's our focus. We want to onboard civil resistant teams that build these groups. Like anyway, yeah, we're building for them.
Very, very cool. If people want to start experimenting or just read more about Sysmo, where should they go?
Yeah, we're trying to keep the doc updated like a lot. So it's always an iteration process. So go to docs.sysmo.io. And create your first ZK badge on factory.sysmo.io. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple app. You choose your group of eligible accounts from, like, you can say, like, my snapshot voters, people that follow me on Lens, like, you can use, yeah, many things. You see, like, subgraph, like, many things. So you can create your ZK badge, you choose the metadata, and it's live. So that's the things that you can do today. And keep updated, like, within the next 2 months, we'll release, like, this dev tooling, the Prove with Sysmo button. That will be so exciting, I think.
I'm looking forward to it. What's the website and any other social medias that you want people to follow?
Yeah, so it's Sysmo_ETH. That's the Twitter. That's the main landing with the docs. Like, the website is... Yeah, the docs is our main landing, I would say. Docs.sysmo.io.
Awesome. Adrian, for the rest of your time here in Tel Aviv and at the Starkware sessions, what's exciting to you? What talks have you liked? What have you enjoyed? Who have you talked to? Anything that stand out to you so far?
Yeah, so it was actually one of my first Starknet conferences. And I met so many people working on ZK Snarks. I'm more like a ZK Snark guy.
Yeah.
So like
I don't know what that means, but I love it.
Yeah, so I've met like crazy amount of people that just blew my mind. Like yesterday I was at an event and wow, like the community is big because I thought that I knew a lot of smart and great people on ZK. And like it's twice the size actually, so it's. Mm-hmm. I think like it's just getting started, like all this ZK stuff, and yeah, the crowd is amazing. I sincerely advise you to go this kind of conferences. Sure. Like,
Is the Sysmo team going to be at ETH Denver?
We're not this time. We have to shift what I told you about, like 2 months of sprints, and then we'll go like many hackathons until ETC.
ETC is the big one.
ETC is the big one, and we have our big party, so. Yeah, we're going to be all in on ETC, and before that, we'll go at ETH Porto, ETH Dam, and another. We'll do a lot of hackathons, so always happy to help you guys get started with this one.
Adrian, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the invitation.
Cheers.